President Obama was clear in his primetime speech last week that the end of combat operations in Iraq doesn't mean the end of danger for U.S. soldiers there. 1 week after that speech, the sober truth of his message was borne out. Military officials say a gunman in an Iraqi army uniform fired on American soldiers Tuesday at a base north of Baghdad. 9 were wounded, 2 died, including 22-year-old Private First Class James McClamrock.
He was one of the good ones.
This is Kip Travis, a close friend of the McClamrock family, who watched James grow up in the Statesville area.
You know, he had his head on straight, and you know, there's a lot of temptations out there nowadays for teens, and a lot of them take bad turns, and he avoided all of that. He was a fine young man.
And a spiritual one, says Travis. McClamrock's father, Mark, is the pastor of Concord ARP Church. Travis says he wasn't surprised that James enlisted in the Army a year ago.
I know that he loved his country, and I know that he did what he thought was right, and he had a strong faith, and hopefully, you know, God will be glorified in this somehow. I don't see it how it works out that way, but he was a fine young man. He was cream of the crop, for lack of a better way of putting it, and he'll be missed.
Private First Class James McClamrock leaves behind a wife and 5 siblings. His parents, Mark and Susan, live in Concord. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.